Today, as we celebrate this great solemnity of our Blessed Lady's Immaculate Conception, we have to recognize, first of all, what it means. It means that Our Lady was conceived without original sin. So the term immaculate means without stain. So she has no stain of original sin on her soul. Every other person ever born of a woman has original sin on their soul. But Our Lady was conceived through the normal means, so there was nothing different in that way. But by a singular grace of God, she was kept free from original sin. And that was given to her specifically so that she could be the Mother of God. Now, as we recognize in hearing the first reading, how from the beginning, before God created anything and all the different things that happened, He knew exactly what He was going to do. Remember that God knows everything in one thought. Everything. So before He ever even began to create, He knew what Adam and Eve were going to do. He knew that He was going to send His Son into the world to redeem us. And He knew that He was going to create one extraordinary woman to be able to be His mother. And He knew exactly how it was going to happen. And so from the moment of her conception, our Blessed Lady was kept free of original sin, which made her then the single holiest human person ever. Right from the very beginning, from the first moment of her existence, her soul was filled with the love of God as much as it possibly could be. And at every single moment of her existence, because Our Lady, by again an extraordinary grace of God, never sinned even once in her entire life. And so that meant that at every single instant of her life, she grew in love for God. So when we think about just how extraordinary that is, think about the fact that never once did Our Lady get impatient. Never once did she think a bad thought about anybody, including the people who were putting her Son on the cross. Never once did she think an arrogant thought. She was the most humble person ever to live. Most humble human person. Her Son, obviously, even more so. And so we look at what God has done, specifically so that we could be saved. And we heard in the gospel reading, the angel's greeting, "Hail, full of grace." We are told after that, our reading cuts off at that point, but we're told after that that Our Lady was troubled by this and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. Again, because she was so completely humble, she didn't think of herself as being worthy. She didn't even think of herself as being holy. And so the fact that the angel would come and greet her this way, she didn't understand. But even without the fullness of being able to grasp how this was all going to happen, she was willing to say, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." Her entire life was focused on doing the will of God. Now, all that becomes important for us, not only with regard to the fact that we have as a spiritual mother, a woman who is without sin, and one who is praying for us at every instant of our life. But it also means that from before God began to create, He knew us. He knew that He was going to create us. He knew exactly the circumstances in which He was going to create us. Now, we obviously were not free of original sin, so we have all the effects of original sin, which Our Lady didn't have. But nonetheless, the grace of our Lord is there for us to be able to overcome those sins, to be able to grow in holiness. So the question that we have to ask ourselves as we look at our Blessed Lady is, do we want to do the will of God? Do we want to love God as much as we possibly can at any single given instant in our life? Do we want to love Him more at every single instant of our life? Obviously, we're never going to come anywhere near where Our Lady is. St. Louis de Montfort says that she loves God more than all of the angels and saints combined. She's His mother. Of course, she's going to love more than anybody else and everybody else combined. So we're not trying to compare ourselves to her, because it would be a totally unfair comparison. But she sets the example for us. Her focus was doing the will of God. Her focus was growing in love for God. We can do the same. No, we're not going to do it as perfectly as she did. But we were able to make that act of the will, to say, that's what I want to do. We can make that choice. Of course, that means we're going to have to try to work on getting rid of our sins, which we like so much. It means that we're going to have to make some adjustments in our lives to say that, no, even if everyone else is doing this, as we like to say, if this is what I know to be God's will, this is what I have to do. That's not always easy. I'm sure in many ways, Our Lady lived a life that was very isolated. Not because it was what she was trying to do, but because most people didn't understand her, and they wouldn't have included her in a lot of things, because she would have been weird. She only wanted to do God's will. She didn't want all these material things. She didn't want to do the worldly stuff. She didn't want to give in to all the other temptations. So when we look at it and say, yeah, I want to do God's will, we have to understand what that really means. That's what Our Lady can teach us. Now, as we celebrate this feast, we recognize that the grace, as we heard in the first, in the prayer, in the oration, at the beginning of Mass in the Collect, it was the prevenient grace of our Lord. Again, God knowing everything. Obviously, Jesus wasn't going to die on the cross for probably about 50 years almost after Our Lady was conceived. And yet it was the grace from the cross that was given to her at the moment of her conception to keep her free from original sin. Because remember, in God, there is no time. God is in eternity. Everything in God is in the present. And so the crucifixion and Our Lady's conception were simultaneous in God. For us, they're very different. In God, they're all the same. Just as right now, as we're sitting here, and the crucifixion of our Lord 2,000 years ago, in God, they're simultaneous. And so the grace of Christ is given to us, similar to the way that it was given to His mother. So all that grace is there for us, not to be able to be immaculately conceived, because that's not going to happen, obviously, but like Our Lady, to say yes to God's invitation. Notice again that the angel didn't come down and declare to Mary that this is what you're going to do. He asked her, and he waited. He waited for her response, because God was not going to force her. Even though that was His very purpose from creation, He wasn't going to force her to do it. She had to say, yes, be it done to me according to thy word. You and I have to do the same. God is inviting us. God wants each and every one of us to be a saint. God wants us to be able to enter into that relationship with him, to grow in love and to be able to receive his love and to love him. But he isn't going to force it on us. So we have the same invitation. Maybe we don't have an angel appearing to us. We don't need to. It's right there in Scripture. The Lord has made it clear. So he is waiting now for us. So we need to turn to our Blessed Lady, especially for those of us in America, since this is our patronal feast. Just like the Irish would celebrate St. Patrick and the Germans would celebrate St. Boniface and so on, the Immaculate Conception is the patronal feast of the United States. This is our saint, and she is our mother. So we need to turn to her and ask her to obtain for us the grace to be able to say yes to God, to be able to obtain the grace to say, yes, I want to do the will of God. I want to be the saint that God is asking me to be. I want to love God as much as I possibly can at any moment. And so while the angel, after pointing out to Our Lady, this is what God is asking of you, he waited until she said yes. God is now inviting each one of us, and he is waiting, very patiently waiting. So just as Our Lady had to make a choice, and thanks be to God, she said yes, or we wouldn't be saved. So now it's our choice. We don't have the clarity that Our Lady had because she didn't have sin and its effects, but we have enough clarity to be able to know that God is calling us, and we have the grace that Our Lady will obtain for us from her Son, who is waiting for our answer.